first, summer is in full swing, and that means it's ice cream season.
Our next guest is a passionate ice cream lover and set about to uncover the secrets behind America's shared ice cream obsession. Along the way, she stopped off in Milwaukee to take a deep dive into one of Wisconsin's most famous regional foods, frozen custard.
Amy Ettinger joins us now. She's an essayist, journalist, and the author of the book Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Amy, what is it that makes frozen custard from Wisconsin so special?
Well, if you ask the frozen custard makers out there, they will give you all sorts of interesting answers. Anything from it's that our cows are really happy to we've been doing it for several generations. I think it's a combination of having some really wonderful ingredients and custard makers who know what they're doing with the kind of equipment that can really make a fantastic product.
And you went to Milwaukee with the sole purpose of eating a lot of custard. You were preparing yourself to pack in the calories, and it was going to be worth it. So where did you start?
I started at Gillis's. I went there and just started sampling there. Then I went to Leon's and Cop's and a couple other spots around town. But I wanted to hit the places a couple of times because I wanted to try a couple of different flavors. So I got to do that, which was really a treat.
And it sounds like from what you found that each custard store has their own special mix of things. Tell us what might go into that.
Well, custard is made with eggs, cream, sugar, milk, and there's a little bit of play that you can do with how much egg you add or how much cream you add versus how much milk. And these places all have what they would call their own proprietary recipes. They contract out to have the mix made at different dairies, but they have their own recipes for how they want it done. And they didn't share those with me because it is proprietary, and there is a bit of secrecy in the custard world, I found.
It sounds like there's actually a legal definition of custard, right, in terms of the butterfat, for instance?
There is. There's a legal definition of ice cream, and there's a legal definition of custard, which I found really fascinating. It has to have a certain amount of egg yolk in it. I think it's about 1.4% egg yolk, and a certain percentage of butterfat. And you can really taste the difference, I think, when you're comparing, say, an ice cream to a frozen custard.
Right, and you have a part in the book where you're taking your first bite of frozen custard, and you talk about how all these flavors and textures come together. Can you describe it for us? What do you think it tastes like in the mouth?
So, well, there's the taste, which is, if it's done, you know, correctly, it's this wonderful sweetness, and then depending on the flavory, I mean, I love a butter pecan, so there'll be a little bit of saltiness that comes through, and or you know, any of the different flavors. But what I think is really interesting is the texture of frozen custard, which also is something that we experience in our mouth, but it's not the taste, it's how it feels. It's that mouth feel that we talk about when you're talking about ice cream or frozen custard. And there's this denseness to it from the increased eggs, and also from the machine having pressed out so much of the air. So you have this dense feeling that allows this sweetness and this richness in taste to really come through on your tongue.
And something I hadn't realized, and I live in Wisconsin and I've eaten frozen custard, I've been to Cop's before actually, is that custard is really ephemeral. It doesn't last. It sounds like you kind of have to eat it right then and there, or the whole deal is off.
You really do, and that's something that I absolutely love in this day and age, that there would be a food that it doesn't really work to have it delivered to your doorstep. You know, you can't call from across the country and ask them to ship it out to you. You really have to go, and you have to enjoy it in the moment with your friends or your family or by yourself. I enjoyed a lot of frozen custard on my own, and it's something that you experience in the moment. And if you think about it, there are not that many foods these days that are experienced that way anymore in this country.
And so I guess if you don't eat it right away and you stick a pint, say, in the freezer, it's not really the same thing. It's not really frozen custard texture-wise anymore.
That's what they tell tell me. I mean, the Ron Schneider, who owns Leon's now, he took over the shop from his father, Leon, says it's just not the same. You know, if you're going to take it home from the shop, try to eat it right away, because you put it in the freezer and it's going to become even more dense than it is when you have it at the shop. It's just going to become more of a frozen substance. And why not enjoy it at its best?
We're talking with Amy Ettinger right now, an essayist, journalist, and the author of the new book, Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America. And right now we're looking at the history of frozen custard in Milwaukee. And Amy, let's get into some of that history part of it. Where did frozen custard in Milwaukee get its start?
Well, actually, frozen custard started at the Chicago World's Fair. So it started in Chicago, but there was this long history of ice cream and frozen treats in the Midwest and in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And so it became this natural evolution that's a place where so many frozen custard shops would open up. There was a lot of wonderful ingredients. There was the fresh milk from the cows and the eggs, and also the ice. So it became a natural place for frozen custard to really take off. And so the shops really started opening in the 30s and 40s and 50s all over town.
And the machine, it turns out, has a lot to do with the frozen custard. Tell us about the machines that make frozen custard.
Yeah, so those machines are also from the 40s and the 50s. They were sold originally by Thomas Carvel from the Carvel chain. And then they've been tweaked and upgraded a little bit, but really not too much. You're going to find there's not a lot of difference between what you saw in the 40s and 50s from what he was selling and what you'll see at, say, Kopp's or Leon's. And the folks that I talked to who own those shops really believe that those machines really play a big part in what gives frozen custard its amazing texture, because in the ice cream or frozen custard world, there's something that you would call overrun. It's this magical free ingredient called air, and it's whipped into all ice cream products. But if you want a really dense, delicious frozen custard, you want to really squeeze out a lot of the air. You don't want as much air as, say, you would have in ice cream, and these machines do that. They just make a very dense product that does not have a lot of air in it.
And it could be, we were talking about frozen custard being sort of a thing you have to enjoy in the present, and we may have to do that even more so, because it sounds like because of the Freon used in these machines that's being phased out, a frozen custard could kind of be an endangered species.
Well, I think it will still exist. It just may exist in a slightly different form. And, you know, Ron Schneider really, when I talked to him, felt that, changing these ingredients that are in the machines really changes the texture of the frozen custard. And I don't know if we'll know that until it actually has to happen. And it will eventually have to happen. These refrigerants are not going to be around for that much longer. And the machines themselves are really old. So eventually they will probably need to be completely upgraded. But then frozen custard will become something a little bit different than we have now. So I do encourage you to enjoy it while you can as much as you can.
So are all these machines that are in use now at Leon's and Kopp's and Gillis's and Culver's, are those all really old machines from the 50s and 60s?
At Leon's and Kopp's, they are. At Gillis's and Culver's, they're slightly different machines. So if you go in, they look a little bit more like you would see in a soft serve machine. They're not those old classic, what you would call iron lungs, that they used to refer to the old machines in Milwaukee. But Kopp's and Leon's definitely still have them.
And custard was part of the culture in Milwaukee, too. You write about how it became a habit for some people to call in daily and check out what the flavor of the day was.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, maybe the calling in doesn't happen as much, but now there's Twitter and there's Facebook and the flavor forecast from Kopp's. You can look it up that way, and it can be dinged into your phone. And so the technology is keeping up, but there's still this excitement. That was one of the things that COPS really started, was this idea of having all these different flavors in frozen custard and changing it up and creating this buzz and excitement about what might be available the next day.
And Amy, as we wrap up, you had a rough experience in Milwaukee. You had the Sublime with the custard, and you had a rough time because your rental got carjacked, but you ended up feeling like custard was the perfect comfort food. How come?
I really did. You know, it's there's all this history about how ice cream and frozen custard is a comfort food and is something that you can dig into when times are a little bit rough. And I found that to be the case. You know, I was carjacked. It was a really rough time. And then I went out and I had frozen custard with some friends, and I recovered and I went home the next day, and it became this shared experience that I could still enjoy with my loved ones.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Amy Ettinger is the author of the book Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America, and she joined us to talk there about the history of Wisconsin's iconic frozen custard. She sampled a lot of it while she was visiting Milwaukee.
And we were talking, we've both been on ice cream sprees lately. I had ice cream 3 days running for one reason or another, including crossing the ferry in Merrimack.
3 days, pretty shameful.
Yeah, but you've had some, you said.
We had ice cream every single day while I was on vacation, every single day.
But I should say it's been almost a complete week since I've had frozen custard, so I'm a little overdue on that.
I embarrassingly had it last night. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm not feeling so good about myself.